Aleishu chelik beis tav kuf at the bottom. Lefi hanisba'ir matzanu pesach lavin divrei Rabbeinu Yona shem lichora muflaim. According to what we've said above in the previous two paragraphs, we will be able to understand well the words of Rabbeinu Yona, which otherwise remain quite obscure. Hu mevi bashar sheni siman yutes divrei Koheles. In Shari Teshuva, he cites the pasuk from Koheles. Mi yodea ruach bnei ha'adam. It speaks about the spirit of people who rises up and the spirit of behemoth that descends. Writes, in this world, it is difficult to recognize tzadikim and resha'im. There are resha'im who are not openly wicked. Just the acts are in darkness, and people don't know about them. V'yesh tzedekim sh'yiru shamayim b'sez, that's tzedekim who are not recognized as such because the acts are hidden. Uve'ur lishon ha'mikakenu, he continues to say, the pasuk in Koheles works as follows. Mi yodea ruach b'nei adam v'yema tzedekim, who knows the spirit of people, that's a reference to tzedekim particularly. Ha'ilai le'mala. There are many tzedekim who, while in this world, are not identified. People cannot say about them unequivocally that they are tzedekim. We don't see it. But when the soul rises, then one can say. A different pasuk tells us, we only see superficial things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu penetrates and sees right to the heart. Furthermore, tzadikim often are hidden. Righteousness is not publicized. Like the pasuk in Micha, they do everything discreetly. Then the rest of the pasuk in Koheles. What is that speaking about? Literally the spirit of a behema. Gam yesh resha'im. It's really a reference to resha'im. She'en adam makir b'ma'asem. That outwardly they don't appear to be resha'im. We can't recognize their deeds. Ki inan she'nema v'haya b'machshach ma'asem. Their deeds are in the darkness. V'yomru, and they say, mi ro'einu u'mi yode'einu. Who sees us? Who knows? Says the author, yefshar lakir ba'olam hazeh tzedik v'rasha. On the surface, the words of Rabbeinu Yonah are difficult. Can we not recognize in this world tzedikim and resha'im? Again, we have simple, simplistic definition. Somebody who is medakdek b'mitzvois, surely is a tzaddik. One who transgresses is a rasha. It's far too superficial. The key to the words of Rabbeinu Yonah is the sugya we've discussed in the previous two paragraphs. It's quite possible that a person will be punctilious in his observance and even mehader. When it comes to those things which are in the heart and private and nobody has access to, he might well give advice out of self-interest. And he can always claim, I meant it for good, I was sincere in my advice. When a zaken comes past, he can pretend not to see him. Pretends that the money belongs to a goy and through that goy lends to another Jew at interest, and similar things. The rest, the public doesn't know about these things. Everyone holds him to be a very righteous, upright individual. The pasuk describes him as a person whose deeds are in the darkness. Who sees me? Who knows? Deep in his heart, ain Hashem Eleikov. We cannot say about him, Hashem Eleikov. In contrast, yesh tzadik hamastir ma'asav ha'tovim. The tzadikim who hide the good deeds, v'chulo machazikim ha'se le'ish poshut ve'edyoit. People might very well consider him to be an ordinary person. Baze niftach lefanenu shetach rachav ba'avida. Here, we have in front of us wide expanses for avida. This concept we're discussing in this chapter, Yir'ah deep in the heart, it's not limited to those five examples where the Torah uses the term v'yoreisa. It obviously goes beyond. Those are just illustrations. al inyan ze bana chavez lebevois es kol shar yichud amaseh. We got in this concept, well, that's a foundation for the entire section of the chavez lebevois called yichud amaseh, where he says in Perik Aleph, mao yichud amaseh lelukim. How does one unify? How does one act towards Hashem with yichud? Hu akavana banir'e uvanistar b'maseh avidas elokim. One does it by gaining the right kavana in acts that are seen and those that are hidden when one is serving Hashem. Banire uvanista, lehagia el retzino bilvad, to act out of a desire to fulfill Hashem's will, mi bilti retzino biruim, without taking into consideration what people want. Hu meva'er Hashem, he explains in the third chapter, ki bechol ma'ase avoida she'achrim ruim, whenever we do an act of avoidas Hashem that others see, there can always arise a thought. Oh, they can see me. There's always at the back of one's mind, people see me. They see me doing something. He calls this thought something that resembles flattery. One is doing it at least partially because other people are watching. This is a very human emotion. Thought, it's very difficult to wean oneself off it. Even worse is if a person specifically, deliberately does something to find favor in other people's eyes. Not just that he's doing a mitzvah and then the thought arises, ah, people are watching me, you know, that influences him. If he deliberately does something only in order to find favor in other people's eyes, that's of course worse. These undesirable thoughts, they arise specifically, more especially when it comes to mitzvos ben adam l'makom. Adam asui l'harich batfila. A person may come to daven at length, or lehader b'sukkah na'av esrog ne'e, or to spend much money on one's sukkah and esrog kedei shiru akol shu tzadik, in order to publicize to the entire world what a righteous person is. These five examples that we cited from Rashi before, five mitzvot which are ben adam lachaviroi, hamesurois lalev, where nobody else can tell what the person's intention is. Yechol adam lehishamet velomar lereisi letoivan iskavanti v'chadome. A person can always say, I didn't see, I meant it for good, etc. Bemitzvot ben adam lamakoyim hu asui lehader velerois tzadik. In mitzvot ben adam l'makom, a person can be mehader and pretend and do it in an exaggerated fashion. Ve'amoyk belibo yirotze limtzeh chen b'nei abayos. Deep in his heart, really what he's doing is trying to project a certain image and to find favor in people's eyes. Binkudas oymek shel alev, hu mekoyimah shel ayra amitis. True yirah resides deep, deep in the heart, at these levels. What is really motivating the person? Finally, le'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim beseiser u'moide alay mes v'dever mes bilvavoy. We say this in the Siddur every morning, in as part of Birkos Hashachar. In brackets, mekor nusach u'betana deve Eliyahu Rabba Perek Chafalef. That's the source of it in that midrash. Often in Siddurim, there's a little difference. Le'olam yehi adam yirei shamayim beseiser u'vagaluy. But the original there in Tanat ve'Eliyahu says yirei shamayim beseiser. Person must be yirei shamayim hidden. Again, it's the same point. Mekoyimah shel ayira ubesisrei halev. Yira resides deep in the heart. Haroitze le'agia eleha, one wishes to reach that point. Muchach li'es moedeh al ha'emes, which is how that midrash continues. Le'olam yadam yirei shamayim baseiser u'moedeh al ha'emes. There's a connection. A person like that must be capable of admitting the truth. Im oimirim lo yiskavant le'teva. If he's confronted, you didn't intend this for good. When you gave this advice, it wasn't. You didn't intend for good. V'hu mesugal lehideis al zeh, and he's able to acknowledge, to admit it. Harei hu mistakel b'mabat shel emes al atzmei. Such a person is looking at himself with a true gaze. U'vazeh yachol lagel yir'ah amitis. He can reach true yir'ah. V'im hu moideh al emes shacherim ochechim osele. If he's gone that far, that he's able to acknowledge the truth that others rebuke him for, then it can be the last stage of that sentence in the midrash above. He doesn't need somebody else's rebuke now. He himself toifeses a kavana haloi terabi libo. He can grasp, he can recognize the insincere, non-authentic intentions in his heart, ben izam, and then to beware of them. Zeu yerei shemaim amiti. That's a true yerei shemaim. Bris kerusa lira im ha'emes. There's a bris between yira and emes. They go together. One has to be able to be moida el emes and the emes in order to be a true yerei shemaim. They are inextricably linked. Finally, a note he'ara. Befek ze tamun mivchan lakirei. In this chapter, there's a test for the reader. Im omnam hu evin es ha'perakim ha'kodmim ha'nachon. Has he understood the previous chapters correctly? Harei kan bi'anu. In this chapter, just above, we explained shemekom yira bo'imek ha'lev. That truly yira resides deep in the heart. At length, we explained this. V'inei b'fek ha'shlishi nizbe'er. In the third chapter, we explained ki yira bo'inais elamo chitzuni shel adam. That yira builds a person's outer conduct. We spoke about how yira inhibits a person. There's a certain way that he laughs or eats, interacts. It's all the certain parameters that he establishes, and yira inhibits a person's conduct. Hu olamo shel haguf. Mi shivin esapek hu be'ofen chitzuni. Anyone understand that chapter superficially? Kloma be'ofen shitchi. Yiskashe limtzei pesha ben shnei hapekim. We'll find it difficult to reconcile that and our chapter that says that yira dwells deep in the heart. Acha meivin yavin. However, a discerning person will understand ki ein kan kol satira. There's no contradiction at all. The other rabba ba ze v'limet al ze. On the contrary, they complement one another. Work on it. See for yourself. Adkan.